Sonny Landreth specializes in slide guitar, and he's been a backup musician for a wide range of performers, from John Mayall to Kenny Loggins, from Zachary Richard to John Hiatt. He was the first white musician to join Clifton Chenier's Zydeco band. Landreth has just released his second solo album called South of I-10. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
The sound of Sonny Landreth's slide guitar is characterized by what I can only call a delicate buzzsaw. He achieves a razor-sharp tone that swoops and hovers over a melody. Purists who like their slide guitar rough and ragged probably find his stuff too mild, a light beer in a world of boilermakers. But I think Landreth is mapping out his own musical territory, mixing the blues with Cajun and rock and roll attitudes. Landreth tells the story of his life and influences very well on the album's title song.
I woke up in Mississippi in 51. Migrated next door, became a native stepson. Grew up on the rhythm of Clifton and Cleveland and the red hot Louisiana band.
Like a lot of first-rate instrumentalists, Landreth has a second-rate voice. It's a wispy croon that, in combination with the crushing strength of his guitar work, reminds me of the similar paradoxes of Ry Cooder and David Lindley. Yet unlike Cooder and Lindley, Landreth is also willing to go for broke as a pretty straightforward rock and roller. In my ears, Sonny Landreth's music is perfect lightweight pleasure that occasionally deepens into something more. He concludes South of I-10 with Great Gulf Wind, a stately song that features horn arrangements by the great New Orleans songwriter and producer Alan Toussaint. Using his thin voice like the wail of a ghost, Landreth provides an unsettling coda to a wonderfully settled album.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed South of I-10 by Sonny Landreth.